The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
Barracuda do earn a point by getting the game to overtime, but they ultimately fall by a final score of 4-3 against the San Diego Gold. Carson Porinski gets the overtime winner. Barracuda needed a 5-on-3 power play goal to tie the game up in the third, but in overtime, just one shot reported, and it is the game winner for Porinski. 3 goals for him in the last 2 games. With the point earned, the Barracuda are now in a 3-way tie for the third spot in the division, along with the Abbotsford Canucks in Coachella Valley Firebirds. So not all is lost tonight, but for the Barracuda, moments of really good play where they carried the play. You can look back at the start of the game, at the start of the second period. But I think there were too many moments in the hockey game where they went away from what was making them successful. Puck management was a little bit of an issue. The Gulls are a team that just work, and they found ways to generate offense and settle into the game to San Diego after falling behind. And ultimately, a group that has given San Jose all they can handle all season long, the Gulls find a way in overtime to win 4-3 in the season finale between these two clubs. Let's recap this one. The Barracuda had a great start to the hockey game. They were really all over San Diego early, and Lucas Van Robois, who snapped a 24-game goalless drought last Wednesday against San Diego with his 9th of the year, would reach double digits with a first period goal. Time of the game opening tally at 6:12. Van Robois, his 10th, from Scott Sabourin to get things started. By Van Robois, swung far side for Sabourin. Sabourin directs it straight ahead, comes back to him as he steps over the line. Top of the circle, shoots, big rebound off of Karam. They score! A fortuitous bounce, and Lucas Van Robois swipes it into an open net as the shot from Sabourin was blocked, and it finds the blade of Van Robois. No chance for Husso and the Barracuda jump out to a 1-0 lead. After that point, though, the goals, they were the better team in the first period, and they would be rewarded for their efforts at 16:06. The Cuda would get hemmed in their own end, and Ryan Carpenter, who stole the puck away from Joey Keane, that led to that sustained period of time. The Ozone would find Roland McEwen rolling down from the left point, and McEwen would beat goaltender Gabe Carrier short side for his 12th of the year to tie the game up in the first period at 1-1. Point struggling to keep his footing there on the near side was Moore. Now it's punched back towards the net. Battle along the half wall between Moore and Pitlick. Goals have the Barracuda on their heels. Here's a shot from McEwen, and he scores. So we're all tied up at 1-1. San Diego put the pressure on. Yeah, one of those goals you could kind of see coming, and San Diego would find a way to tie it up. 16:06, the time of that goal. Gulls would finish the period by outshooting the Barracuda 10-6. Each team would go 0-for-1 on the power play in the first. In the second, though, the Barracuda, give them credit. Whatever was said in the locker room, the message was sent, and it was received. Cuda came out of the gates all over the goals, putting the first 6 consecutive shots on net, and on their 6th shot, Ethan Cardwell would receive a drop pass from Braden Hache and beat Ville Husso under the blocker in the opening 4 minutes of the second period, giving the Barracuda back their lead at 2-1. Out of the zone. Caulfield up the near side wall. He's clipped by the big body of Hache. Rimmed around the boards by Frisch. Collected on the yellow Podorolski. Given middle ice for Hache. The defenseman will gallop. Give off Cardwell. Shoots and scores! Ethan Cardwell rips one under the glove hand of Husso. The Barracuda take back their lead. Time of goal at 3:49 of period number 2. Great shot from Cardwell. Barracuda back up by a goal. It would not last, though. A minute and 28 seconds later, on San Diego's first shot of the period, Tristan Luneau would put the puck on net, and Ryan Carpenter parked in front with Tippett pass Carrier to tie the score up at 5:17 of the second period. Ryan Carpenter pokes it free for Roland McEwen, the lone goal scorer for San Diego. Up high to the point, Luneau shot, score! Ryan Carpenter tips it home, and we're tied at 2-2. So the former Shark and Barracuda 4 tying the score up with his 19th of the year at 5:17 of the second period. After San Jose won on the game's first power play in the first, the Cuda would proceed to take the next three consecutive minors, one in the first and two in the second. Their third of the game was a bench minor for too many men, putting San Diego back onto the advantage. And while on the power play at 16:54, that is, the goals would take advantage, taking their first lead of the hockey game. Jan Michak finding the back of the net on a one-timer, his 17th of the year. Out of the point for Moore, left wing side, he plays it. Mijatovic, down low, Bailey, lifted back to the point for Ian Moore. Moore, left side, Mijatovic, one-timer, they score! Michak bounces on soft ice and rips it past Carrier, just as the power play was expiring, and the goals take their first lead. So San Diego finding a way to take their first lead in that second period, 16:54, the time of the power play goal from Michak. So we'd enter the third with the Barracuda trailing by a score of 3-2. In the third, they had not gone on a real legitimate power play since the first. They did go on an abbreviated power play in the third for 12 seconds, obviously not long enough to get much going, but San Jose would get a golden opportunity in the third period. First, Jan Michak was called for roughing at 13:41, and then 5 seconds later, on the ensuing faceoff draw, Tyson Hines of the goals would be popped for hooking. So the number one power play unit in the league, goals in 9 consecutive games on the advantage, would have nearly a full 5-on-3 power play, and they would not miss the opportunity. Daniil Gushchin came into the game with goals in 4 straight, 5 during that stretch, points in 7 consecutive games, a personal best for Gushchin, and he would receive a pass from Andrew Podorowski and one time the puck on net. It looked initially like it was Gushchin's goal, but parked in front was former San Diego goal Pavel Regenda. It would go off of his pant and in, and we were all tied up at 3-3 in the third period. The Barracuda finding a way to level the score during 5-on-3 play. Gushchin has the puck. Barracuda on a 5-on-3 for another 50 seconds. Gushchin holding, and he lost it, pulls it back in. Regenda got hammered in front of the net by Hetherington. Now Podorowski holding, surveying Gushchin, one-timer, he scores! It's a franchise record, 10 straight games with a power play goal. Daniil Gushchin rips it on net, goes off of Regenda. Regenda extends his point streak as well as he scores. Had a goal on Sunday as well. He's up to 11 goals on the year, and now 7 of those 11 in a Barracuda sweater. He has really found a home on the team's top line and on that number one power play unit. Gushchin and Podorowski pick up the assists. A power play goal. Podorowski finishes the game with a couple of points. He's up now to 73 points on the year. That is 10 points better than the closest skater in the entire league. So we're getting to scores. Gushchin picks up the primary helper, and Podorowski picks up the secondary helper. After that point, we would not get any more goals in regulation, so we would go to OT, and in the extra session, the San Diego goals would put the only shot on net, and it would beat goaltender Gabe Carrier. A couple of minutes into the overtime session, Carson Torinsky is 5th of the year from Cedaroff in Solberg. Time of the goal at 2:29 as the goals find a way to pick up a 4-3 overtime win. Now some pressure on by Duer on the young defender Solberg. Goals have the puck. Play to the near side for Cedaroff. 2:35 left here in overtime. Goals back over the line. Here's a chance to score. It's a game-winning goal. And guess who? For the goals, Carson Torinsky, just acquired before the deadline. He's got 3 goals in his last 2. Torinsky busts to the net, tips a pass. Pass goaltender Carrier, game winner for the San Diego goals. Barracuda wrap up the season series with San Diego with a record of 3-2, 2-1. Incredible how close and competitive all these games were. In fact, half of the eight needing extra time to decide it. Second overtime winner for the goals in these four games that needed extra time. Barracuda got one win against San Diego when the game went beyond 60. They fall here tonight by a final score of 4-3. Point streak stays intact. It now improves to 5 consecutive games. The winning streak comes to an end at 3 for the Barracuda. Cuda do earn a point. They're now tied for a 3-way tie for the third spot in the Pacific Division with Abbotsford and Coachella Valley, who were idle tonight. Let's update you on the two other games in the AHL. Tucson gets a massive victory. They win 3-0 on the road against the Ontario Reign. So the Reign lose in regulation. That means the Barracuda are now 3 points within Ontario as well in the Pacific Divisions for that second spot. They're tied with two teams for the third spot. Tucson gets a bit of breathing room because Bakersfield loses in overtime at Colorado. So Tucson is now 3 points ahead of the Condors for the final playoff spot in the AHL's Pacific Division. It is an absolute logjam right now in the pack. Barracuda back on the ice on Friday at home. That's a 7:30 puck drop against the Abbotsford Canucks for hometown heroes. Saturday, the second game of back-to-back scheduled for 3 o'clock, is our final Pucks and Paws game presented by Sheepdog Peanut Butter Whiskey. So a couple of awesome weekend tilts coming up against Abbotsford. That's essentially a mini playoff series, a back-to-back against a team you're now tied with in the Pacific Division standing. So a good showing on home ice, all of a sudden you're in the driver's seat to potentially host a home playoff game in round number one. Goals win this one by a final score of 4-3. Final shots in this hockey game, 30-26 in favor of the Barracuda. Barracuda go 1-for-4 on the power play. San Diego, they go 1-for-4 themselves on the advantage. Let's go over our three stars. The number three star, the rookie defenseman out of Harvard, Ian Moore, is our number three star. Moore finishes the game, 2 assists, a +2 rating in the win. Roland McEwen, the veteran defender, he scored back in the first. He is our number two star. McEwen finishes his night with a goal and assist, a +4 rating, and 4 shots on net. The number one star, Carson Torinsky, pots the overtime winner. 3 goals for him in his last two. He was a -1, 2 shots on net, and 2 penalty minutes for the veteran forward. So that does it for the season series between these two clubs. The Barracuda end up finishing above 500 at 3-2, 2-1, but they lose 3 games beyond 60 minutes against the Golds. They do earn a point and are now tied for a 3-way tie for the third spot in the AHL's Pacific Division. Game late tonight, 2 hours, 29 minutes, 5,002 sod here at the Pajanga Arena. We'd like to remind fans we're back on the air on Friday at 7 o'clock for pregame coverage. Drew Remenda joins myself. We'll drop the puck at 7:30 between the Barracuda and the Abbotsford Canucks. Looking forward to bringing you that one. We'd like to thank everybody who joined us tonight, whether you listened or you watched. We dearly do appreciate it, and we hope you join us again this upcoming Friday as the Barracuda continue to march towards the postseason. A final from the Pajanga Arena. The goals for the Barracuda, 3 in overtime. Until Friday, as the Cuda return back home, I'm Nick Nolenberger saying so long and good night from the Pajanga Arena in San Diego. Ready.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey. Barracuda. This broadcast has been a presentation of the San Jose Barracuda, proud AHL affiliate of the San Jose Sharks.